Welcome to Watershed's August podcast. My name is Mark Cosgrove and I'm the head of programme here at Watershed. I have just taken receipt of the first batch, some 80 films of shorts, to begin the shaping of the Encounter Short Film Festival programme. Over the next 3 weeks, I'll be working my way through over 400 short films to whittle down to the programme for November's festival. And already these have been pre-selected from some 1,600 submissions. What does this mean? Well, for a start, I shall be entering the imaginations of a host of filmmakers, and excited by the anticipation and the prospect of the visions and stories they will be telling. But it also says something about the amount of talent out there who want to get their creativity seen. And this for me is the essence of Encounters, and any film festival worth its salt, that it is a place where new talent can be profiled and seen. So I'll be spending the first part of August immersed in these new visions, some of which you'll be able to see in November. Bear in mind, the short film form is where directors such as Andrew Arnold, Shane Meadows and a raft of international directors first signalled their exciting new presence. The selection will be announced by the end of September and you can keep in touch by following the Encounters website and Twitter. In the meantime, to keep you busy, in August we have a first at Watershed, a Cycle Film Festival. This came about through two members of staff at Watershed Box Office pitching an idea about cycling in cinema, and who avoided the clichés of, well, let's screen The Bicycle Thieves and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid because of the drippy scene where the film slows down to include a musical number on a bike. Instead, they had a veritable treasure trove of ideas, bringing together talks, screenings and events that at their core have cinema and a passion for cycling. They include Bristolian Nick Hand, who cycled and documented his 5,000-mile route around the coastline of Great Britain. Alistair Humphreys, who at 24 decided to leave England and cycle 46,000 miles round the world, went one further, as it were. Plus Callie Callaman, who will present an illustrated social history of the bike. You can also get physically involved with Rollapalooza, where two stationary bikes will be set up in Watershed's cafe bar, and you're challenged to a 500-metre sprint with DJ musical accompaniment. For more information and dates, visit the website at watershed.co.uk. Last year, we augmented the London Lesbian and Gay Film Festival with the Bristol-made feature film Shank. This year, we are working with Bristol Pride Celebrations to present a broader range of lesbian, gay and transgender films and events. There is a preview of Release from the team behind Shank, as well as a pre-Pride party. Again, for more information, visit the Watershed website, but also pridefestival.com. Throughout the summer, we are presenting the cinematic comic genius that is Jacques Tati. Tati was a sublime visual comedian whose films, whilst largely silent, relied on his grasp of the visual comedy to poke fun at the absurdities of modern life. The animator Sylvain Chomé, who made the wonderful Belleville Rendezvous, has made a film of a previously unmade Tati script, about an old-style stage variety act who finds himself being marginalised by the popularity of cinema. The Illusionist opens at the end of August, and the Jacques Tati films can be seen on Sundays throughout the month. If you have ever found yourself thinking about the impact of the internet, for example, is there too much information out there? What does it mean to be able to find out anything immediately? How does this affect the nature of knowledge? These and many other issues will be being discussed by writer Nicholas Carr, who asks how the internet is changing the way we think. A timely and stimulating debate presented by the Festival of Ideas, and which promises to fire up those relaxed summer brain cells. It takes place on Tuesday, the 31st of August. Something we've been dealing with here at Watershed is the very practical detail of how do we keep those popular films on for longer, so that audiences can catch up with them, whilst maintaining as wide a selection of films to choose from. In the past, we have had films which have pleasantly surprised us by how popular they have been. I've Loved You So Long, starring Kristin Scott Thomas, as a case in point from a couple of years back. Because of the way we produce our monthly brochure, with exact information and what is happening that month, we cannot respond to that demand. The upside, though, is that you can look at our calendar and book for any film performance that is happening that month. The downside is if a film begins to take off in popularity, we cannot keep it playing. So from September, you'll see a change to our brochure as we address this issue. We'll be posting more information around the venue and online at watershed.co.uk. And that's all for this month.